This is everything you need to know about CPAC and conservative circles these days. Yiannopoulos' invitation was perhaps the logical denouement for a cause that prioritizes provocateurs over polemicists and entertainment over substance. His appearance could be seen as a microcosm of a movement that became everything it used to hate, that defines deviancy down. True conservatism has been replaced by a fetish for fighting political correctness. Boy, howdy, is this guy onto something or what? Along with a penchant for showmanship. This seems to be Yiannopoulos' entire shtick, and it's a good one. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. And since Yiannopoulos says horrible things about radical feminists and other annoying leftists, he is ergo a conservative hero. This was the initial message from Schlapp. Schlapp's the organizer of CPAC. Before rescinding Yiannopoulos' invitation, Schlapp said, quote, "The First Amendment is dead on campus. Conservatives should fight back. As radioactive as Milo is, he is fighting back," close quote. Well, Mr. Schlapp, he hasn't stopped being reactionary. He hasn't stopped fighting back, has he? No. He just admitted that some of his more telling perversions have been part of his previous life. Who are you to judge, sir? Now, I say that in jest and in all seriousness. Again, folks, a serious conservatism does not embarrass itself with the, just think of, when you think of conservative, you think of a bunch of stodgy old guys in a room that's filled with cigar smoke, and there's a table there, and it's got green velvet on it, and there's a bunch of drinks there that you probably can never afford. And they're yucking it up, telling stories about the good old days. That's when you think conservative, that's what most people think. I think that that's more country club or gentleman's club than it is conservative, but that's the impression. So how to get rid of the image? Well, the image is incorrect to begin with. Conservative is Aristotle. Conservative is St. Thomas Aquinas. Conservative is Civi Dei, the city of God, versus Civi Omine, the city of man. Those are conservative things. They are put in place by Almighty God himself, or by the power of the Holy Spirit, to see to it what? That Christianity can survive and prosper. Because what is it at the end of the day? Christianity is what? The good, the true, and the beautiful. Put into a religious practice.